Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We are live, on the air, and online right now, just for you. To answer your call or address your question, proper direction for the many times difficult, frustrating issues of real life. We invite your calls right now to 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or jot down the phone number, keep it handy, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Paul had this to say about this gospel message and how it changes everything for us, and he gives a specific way that it does change everything for us. This is Galatians 3, 24 and 25. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. It's a very important verse. The law was put in charge to lead us to Christ. So folks ask oftentimes, what is the purpose of the law? Paul spells it out very succinctly right there. It was put in charge to lead us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law. Now listen to that one more time. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law.
That's a key passage.
That is a key passage. What role does the Ten Commandments play in our lives as believers in Christ? Well, they had a role, they had a spiritual purpose, and that purpose was to lead us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, that's the new way of life that we've been called to in Christ. It's not a life of following rules and regulations. It's a life of faith, trust, dependence, abiding in the resurrected Christ. That's what faith is. That's that new life. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law. Emily wrote to us yesterday after listening to the broadcast, and she wrote this: I have been struggling with the question of how the Mosaic law fits into our life today as followers of Jesus. She said, I was thrilled to stumble upon your radio program and also your blog post. She goes on and writes and says, I do have a question. I hope this is the avenue to ask it. But if we are to do as followers of Christ is to believe, hope, and love, is there any reason for sexual purity or for keeping the marriage covenant? How does sin and trying to live a life fit in? That's a great question. That's a rubber meets the road question. That's the nitty gritty. It's the how to.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we get so confused as believers. How does faith work? If faith is the life that we've been called to, how does that work? What does it look like? Well, it's going to look a lot like love. When we're abiding in Jesus Christ, when we are trusting him to live his life through us, what that faith is going to look like in day-to-day life is love. Well, what does love look like? Well, it looks like patience. Well, we need a lot of patience, don't we? Well, how are we going to get that? I mean, that's not one of those natural inborn traits that we have. All of us struggle with attitudes of patience. We're constantly praying, Lord, give me patience and give it to me now.
Right now.
That's just who we are. So as we learn to abide in the vine and trust Jesus Christ, depend upon him, that faith is going to look a lot like patience. It's going to look a lot like kindness. Boy, we're in a world where we don't see a lot of kindness. And when somebody does act kindly toward another human being, I mean, that stands out like a sore thumb. We don't see that very often. Why? Because it's not natural to us. We're more interested in, you know, us, you know, making sure that we're going to benefit, making sure that we're going to be the ones that get our needs met. We're not so interested in other people. Well, kindness is an attitude that takes interest in another person and does for that person what is beneficial to them. So faith in Jesus looks a lot like kindness. It doesn't look at all like boasting or any of those things or self-seeking. That's not what faith in Christ is going to look like. So it looks like love.
Yep.
Well, that is much bigger and higher and more complete than anything that the law could produce. The law is just talking about the negatives. This life in Christ, this faith that we have in Christ, deals with the positives, deals what it really looks like. Faith in Christ is going to look a lot like to husbands as loving your wife as Christ loved the church. It's going to look a lot like to wives respecting your husbands. That's what it's going to look like as you apply it in day-to-day living. That's far superior, far better than anything that the law could produce.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, and that's a good dose of it right there, Mr. Christopher. That is good stuff. Welcome, everybody. Plenty of open lines, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open if you'd like to add to the conversation, if you'd like to enter the conversation or change the conversation. We encourage your call right now. If you have a question, call 844-32-BASIC. In the meantime, guys, a very interesting question from Jose, who lives in Tampa, listens on oneplace.com. He says, my question is, how do you handle family members you live with that always have and still put you down? I pray for them and, of course, forgive them before the devil can get a foothold. Any suggestions? Because they are unbelievers in Jesus Christ and they are my grandparents. It hurts.
Well, of course it hurts.
Yes.
And one of the reasons it hurts is because we long for their approval and acceptance. That is a motivator in every person's life when it comes to family dynamics. Every kid wants the approval of their dads. They want the love of the mom. But as far as the dads are concerned, it's usually approval, yeah, acceptance. I wanted my dad to accept me, to approve me, to think that I was something on my own. Mm-hmm. I learned how to water ski, and I couldn't wait for dad to come and watch me water ski. And I couldn't wait to hear him say, wow, you're really good at that. That's what I wanted to hear from
sure.
him. He knew nothing about water skiing, so it wasn't very impressive. But that's the way we are as people. And when it comes to grandparents, my goodness, we want their acceptance.
Sure.
And so it hurts when we don't get it. And so I think that's what we have to recognize, that whether I get the acceptance of my parents or whether I get the acceptance of my grandparents, I'm still okay in God's eyes. I am who I am because of the grace of God. That's an identity issue. And if we're trying to get identity or meaning and purpose or acceptance from others, that's always going to be a path that leads to disappointment. It's going to lead to hurt. It's going to lead to all of those sort of things. So recognize what you're really after in those situations. I think it's the approval, the acceptance of your grandparents, and recognize that that may or may not come. If it does, great. If not, you're still loved by God. You're still accepted by God. And that's what really matters in life.
Absolutely. Well, again, plenty of open lines, and we want to hear from you, 844-32-BASIC. That's a toll-free call across the U.S. and in Canada, 844-32-BASIC.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Keyport, New Jersey, and talk with Gary, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you.
You too. I'm reading a good book on the Ten Commandments and the law, and the author... he kind of takes the track a little bit that the Ten Commandments, you know, are not really being, you know, looked at like they should be today, that we gloss over them. I mean, every one of those Ten Commandments, you know, we're supposed to try and keep. I mean, put the Lord first, don't worship idols, don't gossip, be pure. I mean, right?
Well, through human effort, those are impossible. I mean, we see that just in the history. So
we're not talking about whether it's possible or not. We're talking about whether we're supposed to try to do it or not. And with the new covenant, with Christ living in us, we're actually able to do it for the first time.
Well, what I would say,
human
effort has to give way to faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, that he accomplished for us what we could not accomplish for ourselves. I want you to listen to a passage out of the book of Romans chapter 8. It says this: for what the law was powerless to do, and that it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he yes. condemned sin and sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live yes. according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So those righteous requirements have been met in us by the finished work of Jesus Christ. So as we right. trust Jesus, those requirements have been fulfilled in us. The law has been accomplished in our lives. And now that frees us to walk by faith. And right. that's what God has called us to. And that takes guts, that takes courage to say, yes. I'm going to trust the Lord in every situation of life. And that's something that is so unfamiliar to us, Gary.
Yeah. He's also called us to live a holy life, though.
Faith leads to that, Gary. That's what I'm trying to communicate. We have to say, what is the source? We know what the picture is supposed to look like. We know mm-hmm. what it's supposed to look like. The commandments give us an idea of that. When we look into the New Testament, we see the definition of love, and we see the fruit of the Spirit. We see what the picture is supposed to look like. The question is, how does that picture start taking shape in our lives? And there's only one way that it can take shape, and that's by faith in Jesus Christ. He's the one that's right. going to paint the picture. So faith.
Right, but we're still called to live holy lives and obey the commandments. So
Gary, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Maybe I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying, Gary. I've been hearing what you're saying for 30 something years, and what I'm telling you is that
a holy life.
And that holy life is expressed as we trust the Lord. As we start abiding in Jesus Christ, we're going to see that our minds start being renewed. There's this process that takes place. And in that process, there's a conforming to the image of Christ. That's yeah. called holiness. But it happens as we abide in the vine. Faith is what God has called us to. Faith,
yes,
faith,
I agree with that, but the Ten Commandments never went south. You know, we're still supposed to live, you know.
Well, how are you going to do that, Gary? That's the question.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through that's faith in do. Jesus Christ. That's the
right.
point. So yes. say that. I'm living it through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, when you live through faith in Jesus Christ, you can trust what that's going to look like. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the source. Yes. He's the one that's painting the picture, not us. We can try to paint the picture through human effort. I did that. I wanted to be God's guy. I wanted to be that holy person. And boy, I tried with everything in me to live that life, and I failed miserably. The harder I tried, the stronger sin became inside of me, and the more often that I gave into it. When I finally put aside human effort and said, Lord, I can't do it, that's when new life started to show up in my day-to-day experience. I started to see the fruit of God's Spirit. I started to see love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and listen to this one, self-control.
Yeah.
I started seeing that. How did that happen? Didn't happen when I was trying, when I was giving it my all, the human effort stuff. It started happening when I started trusting Jesus
yeah.
and allowing him to do his work in and through me. That's how we get to that holy living.
Right.
We've been made holy in Christ. Mm-hmm. The blood of Jesus has made us holy once and for all. That's something that the blood of Jesus accomplished. So we've been set apart for God's use.
Yes.
And as we abide in the vine, we start to see him living his life through us. We start to see holy living starting to come outside of us. So the question is always this. It's not what does the picture look like. We know what the picture is supposed to look like in everyday life. The question is, how does that picture start to take shape in us? Jesus is the source of it, so we better start learning how to walk by faith in him, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from Gary, and we would love to hear from you and the remainder of the broadcast. Plenty of open lines to do just that. 844-32-BASIC. The full number, 844-322-2742.
Yeah, and I hope people will understand what we're trying to say. That, you know, when Jesus was asked, what is the work of you know, the ministry.
Yeah. What God requires.
Yeah, what is the work that God requires? Well, he answered this, to believe in me. That's what the work is. So faith is what God has called us to, belief. Not just intellectual assent, but faith. That's an active, that's a dynamic word. It's attached to Jesus Christ. It's attached to his resurrected life in us. So he has to be the source of all things. And faith is the only way, is the only thing that unleashes him in us. Anything else that we try is going to stifle that. It's going to dam that up. It's going to become a bottleneck, and it's going to become a source of frustration and striving and struggling. But when we start to walk by faith, we start to see that uncorked and new life starting to flow through us in this explosion, and it's the most awesome thing going. So I think we need to start asking the question, how do we walk by faith? I think that is the missing link in Christianity today. We can articulate grace. We can articulate the gospel message. We know that verbally. We know that intellectually. But we're missing out on the through faith, saved by grace through faith. What is that? How do I walk by faith each and every day? And I'm just going to encourage our listeners today, if you pray, and I know that you do, make this your prayer. Lord, here's the situation that I'm in. Here's what's happening in my life right now. I don't know what it looks like to walk by faith in you in that situation. Teach me how to walk by faith. Teach me how to abide in you. And you're going to be able to get some specific answers to that prayer for that situation. That's a prayer God wants to hear, and that's a prayer that God is eager to answer.
Yes, indeed. That's good, Bob. Good stuff.
Well, let's go to Dominique on Long Island, listening to us on WMCA as well.
Right. I called yesterday, Pastor, and considering the way we had a discussion, it came to mind that if there's two Sabbaths, or it's acceptable to St. Paul, who I don't believe was right on this, it's contrary to James 1:8 of the Bible, Jesus' brother, that says, thou shalt not be double-minded, and a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. If we start believing that it's okay to have two Sabbaths, we're going to think improperly.
Well, I don't think anybody thinks that there's two Sabbaths. There is the Sabbath day, which was Saturday, but then there's this Sabbath rest that God has called us to, which transcends the law. The law was simply a shadow, and what we have in Christ is the reality.
So you're referring to Sunday?
I'm not referring to Sunday.
Because I think the Pope is the interference here. He doesn't have the authority to change the Sabbath.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
So the true Christianity would be the Sabbath still the Saturday. And
well, again, Dominique, you know, true Christianity is not in the observance of a day. True Christianity is lived out and experienced by faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Christians honor Sunday because that was the day of resurrection. That's when this new life came on the scene. But nobody calls that the Sabbath.
But if that's the Pope's interpretation, why would people, if Jesus was Jewish, why would people who believe in him take a different day as a Sabbath? This is a confusion. God is not the author of confusion. this is contrary. I can't believe that we're supposed to toss this around in our head and still follow the truth.
Well, Jesus is the truth. So he
well,
is.
I'm not
he
saying
is the
he
way.
Isn't. I'm just saying he, in his time.
Well, you're
even
you're,
when he was crucified, we're talking about Saturday as a Sabbath. So the Pope comes along and calls.
Well, we're agreeing with you, Dominique,
that, as Christianity,
that nobody
that Christianity
has the authority to change the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. It hasn't changed. But what we are saying, Dominique, is this, that Sabbath, that day, was pointing us to a deeper reality, which we experience by faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work for us. So, Dominique, hope that helps. We sure appreciate your call today.
Yes, indeed. We have a great conference coming up, friends, coming up on March 7th, as a matter of fact, in Vacaville, California, at Valley Church. It's going to be the Hear, Believe, Live tour. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and I will be there. The radio team will be there. We hope you'll be there, too. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. And you're going to hear some stuff that really is going to set you free.
Some really solid teaching about this new covenant, about what faith looks like, how it's expressed in love to others. It's really putting the whole package of Christianity today or together.
Yeah.
Putting that package together and showing you how your Christian life is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the message of this particular conference. So come join us. We want to see you March 7th. It is going to be a fabulous time.
Valley Church, Vacaville, California. All the information and registration available at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call and speak with our Billy at 844-412-2742. That's 844-41-BASIC. For get information. Tell Billy that you'd like to attend the conference or get information on it. Again, Valley Church, Vacaville, California, March 7th.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go and talk with Patty listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Patty.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well,
I have a question for you. I just want to get your take. I believe it's a question about life after death, immediately after death. I hear people speak about souls. Is there such a thing, or is it what Paul says, absent from the body, present with the Lord?
Well, I believe it's what Paul says, what the yes. Bible has to say, absent from the body and present with the Lord. There's no place that really speaks of soul sleep. The body goes to sleep, and the body is going to be raised. But as far as our spirits, our souls, they go to be with the Lord immediately upon physical death. So I think we stick with that. That's our hope. I remember when my dad died, I looked at his body in a casket, but I knew he wasn't there. He was somewhere else. And the great hope and joy and wonderful news of the gospel is that I knew he was absent from that body and present with the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as the Lord said to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." It's just
a
transitioning.
Exactly. I heard somebody told me that what you said just now, today, comma, I tell you, you will be with the Lord. They said that there was a comma there that should have been put there, but wasn't. I don't believe that. But
yeah, I don't either. And well,
okay.
good for you,
right.
Patty, and thanks for calling. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do. Well, friends, you know, social media is a great way to follow Basic Gospel. And if what you've heard on this program has made a difference in your life, and we trust that it has, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. And please include Basic Gospel in your giving to support the work of Jesus Christ. You'll find a support link at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-41-BASIC. That's 844-41-BASIC. Either way, a great way to support this ministry and keep the good news coming on the airwaves and online in America and literally around the world on the Internet. There are not many tongue-tied people in the online store, but anyway, there are many valuable resources available to you at our online store. You'll find them at store.basicgospel.net. Take advantage of them, friends. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.